Kof Tesha Meralach. Shnei Achim Nesuim L'Shtei Achalayas K'tanos. Two brothers married to two minor sisters. So their marriage is only rabbinic. Umeis Baila Shal Achas Mehen. And one of them died. Havazu Teitze Mishum Achos Isha. Right, so the other one is the sister of his wife, at least Midrabanan, right? And therefore he does as no yibum, because it's his wife's sister, and he's married to that, the sister of the wife, so he's also to their sister. V'chein shtei chareishos gedola uktana meis bala shoktana teitze aktana mishum achos isha. Same thing with two women who are chareishos, who their kedushin is only the rabbanan also. One is a gdola and one is a ketana. So if the meis baila shel ketana, if the husband of the ketana died, so now the ketana falls before the other brother. It's his wife's sister. Teitzei ketana mishum achos isha. So then she also doesn't, what's it called, no yibum, no chalitza, she's the sister of his wife. Meis baila shel gedola, if the husband of the gedola died, Rebbe Elazar omer melamdim es haktana shetimoyin bo. So Rebbe Elazar says, we tell the wife to be mamayin, then lamafreya, she never was married, now the yavama is not his wife's sister, because never his wife. Mafreya wasn't his wife. Now he can be miyabim the gedola. Rav Gamliel omer imiyana miyana. Imlav tamtina chetagdil the teitzi halazu mishum achos isha. If she's mamayin, we don't encourage her to be mamayin. But if she's mamayin, then lamafreya, she's not his wife, and he can be miyabim the gedola. If not, then we wait until she gets older. And the other one then is what's it called? She's full fledged married to the sister, and then the other sister, there's no yibum. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, oilo al ishto, oilo al oilo al eishes achiv, motzi es ishto beget, the eishes achiv bechalitza. Right, he has to divorce his wife with a get because of the zika of the other one. So that's now his wife becomes achos kukaso, so he has to divorce her, and his yuvama he has to give chalitza to. Okay, see Rashi. Teitzei mishum achos isha uptura mechalitza miyibum. She parted from yibum mechalitza. There's no din of yibum or chalitza because she's an erva. Meis bala shel gedola v'nofla fnei bal ketana. Haktana, right? If the husband of the older one died, and the now she falls in front of the husband of the ketana, zikosa shel gedola shehimin haTorah oseres haktana olav. The zika of the gedola, which is from the Torah, right? Because she's a gedola, so her marriage is a full-fledged marriage, right? So asher is the ketana on him, then it's shuel mid the rabbanon, because her nisun is only the rabbanon. Velo alima lafkuye zika deoraisa, the havile achos kukaso umayasu. So the what's it called? The ketana now becomes also to her husband because of achos kukaso. So what she do? Rav Lezer omer melamdim haktana shetimoyin bo. Rav Lezer says we encourage her to be mamayin. Therefore the mafreya she was never married to him, and therefore the other one is not achos ishto, and he can be miyabin the gedola. V'ta'akor nisueho v'yehe miyab misagdola. Rav Gamliel omer ein zikasa oseres ezeh. Rav Gamliel holds the zika doesn't aser his wife, because the Rav Gamliel sover ein zika, because Rav Gamliel holds ein zika kolomar lo alima zika. Zika is not strong enough to make isurin. Ki the pirish m'perik Rav Gamliel hilkach im miyana miyana v'tishyadim gedola v'imlaav tantin ketana etzlo achetagdil. The Unisoeha Gimurin, the Teitzei Halazu Mishum Achos Isha. So if she's Mamayin, fine. Then he can be Miyabin, the older one. But if, what's it called, she doesn't want to be Miyabin, then she remains married to him till she becomes a Gedola. once she becomes a gadol, the harnesuin is min hatora. The other one then is achos ishto, and the meila there's no yibum or chalitza, and that's the end. Aval nichlutz v'gdola lo, but he shouldn't be choleitz the gadola, the posel asaktana lo, because then he won't be able to continue living with the ktana, because she'll be achos chalutzoso, mishum achos chalutza. Oilo. Motzias ishto beget, ve'em elamden osu l'mayim. We don't encourage her to be mayim, but he has to divorce her. Because Rabbi Yeshua holds that a person should stay far away from miyum. To say she can't remain married to him because of Yezika, because he holds Yezika, so she is now achos kukasa, so he can't remain married to her either. He has to divorce her. The zulo to siabim mishum achos grusha. The other one he can't be miyabim because she's achos grushasa. So he, but he has to have chalitza. Ella takes it by chalitza. So he has to give the other one chalitza. Okay. Okay. The right. Okay. What's it called over here? The gra takes out shtei charoshos gedolo ktana, because if they're both charoshos, then the both kedushin is only the rabbanan. It says it got mixed up over here from a later Mishnah, and it just should say Achas Gedol and Achas Ketana, where one marriage is Min HaTorah, and I say Rashi learns too, and one marriage is only the Rabbanan. So the last case that we learned over here is not talking about a Cheresh, Chereshes, it's talking about a regular woman, a Gedol and a Ketana. So the Ketana's, the Kedushin is only the Rabbanan, Shaykh Miyun by her, and the other ones in Suin is the Oraisa. Okay, that's the, we just said the case, but it confuses it if you consider two harashas, because they're both the rabbanan. So the rosh says just take it out. It's not. It's a mistake. It shouldn't be here. Okay. Okay. Gemara. Umi shari. Vatani bar kapara laolam yidbak oven b'shlosh advarim v'yisrachik b'shlosh advarim yidbak b'shlosh advarim b'chalitza uvahavah shalom uvahafores nedarim. Right? Is it mutter to encourage somebody to have meal? Right. We learned that a person should try to do three things, stay close to them. In other words, he should, these three things are very positive things, and he should stay away from three other things which are very negative things. What are the three positive things? Yidbak b'shlosh advarim, the chalitza over yibum, and havoah shalom, and haforas nadarim. Yisrachik mishlosh advarim min hamiyun, min ha-pikdonos, min ha-arvonos, right? That you should stay away from miyun. Miyun is not a positive thing. Pikdonos, don't be a shomer. Don't receive things to watch for other people. All you can do is get into trouble. And don't be an orev for other people. Don't become a guarantor. Where it says miyun de mitzvah shani. Over here it's miyun de mitzvah, because in order to be able to mekayim yibum, but the other one, she's going to have to be mamayin, so the other one shouldn't be achos ishto. Mamela, what's it called here? It's miyun b'makom mitzvah. That's different. The miyun that the person should stay away from is a miyun where it's not b'makom mitzvah. Rashi, umishori l'lamik tana shetimoyin. Is it a positive thing to encourage a woman to be mamayin? Yidbak Adam, the first time of the Kula Kaman. The Gemara is going to discuss each one separately, why it's a good thing or a bad thing in these six things. Minei Ravon Shloya Orif. Don't be a guarantor for other people. Okay, let's go now. The Gemara is going to say Gufa. Tani Bar Kapara. La'olam Yidik Adam B'shlosh Advarim. B'chalitza Ka'abashol. The Tanya Abashol Omer Hakoni Sashivim Tov L'shem Noi. L'shem Ishus. L'shem Dover Acher Ki'ilu Pogea Be'erva. The Korol Be'en Alios Avlad Mamzer. Abishol holds that if you don't have kavana l'shem shamayim, l'shem mitzvah, then it's almost like you'll be pogeya in erva. Because if you don't have kavana l'shem mitzvah, then she's eishes achiv shalom b'makom mitzvah. So this memra that you should always look for chalitza and not yibum goes like Abishol. Because to do yibum, you have to make sure that you're doing it mamish l'shem shamayim, l'shem mitzvah, and not everybody can do it l'shem mitzvah totally. And if he mixes in other kavanas, then it's, since he's doing it also for the mitzvah, it's not mamish and erva, but it's close to being the machshava shalolashay mitzvah mixes in a little bit that it's close to being boil and erva. Rashi, tabashol, perkacholei, tzakoni shedim, tolashay noi. Okay, we learned this. Okay. Next. So that's why you should stay away from, that's why you should be, always look for your chalitza, not yibum. Havoa shalom, d'si, bakei shalom v'radfehu. You should look for peace and run after it. The Omar Rabbi Avo, Asya Radifa Radifa. We learn Radfehu from another place where it says Rode. Ksiv Hocha, Bake Shalom Radfehu. Ksiv Hosam, Rode Tzlok of the Chesed, Yim Tzachayim Tzlok of the Kavod. So just like Bake Shalom, over there, Rode Tzlok of the Chesed, the result will be Chayim Tzlok and Kavod. So to over here, if you're Bakei Shalom V'Radfehu, also it'll be what's it called, very good results. So Memeil, it's a good thing to be what's it called, run after Havar Shalom, to make Shalom between people. V'Omer Avavom Rashi B'Seches Kedushin Ashi Radifa Difa Tashlum Shar Godl Havar Shalom She'ochel Peroseil B'Olam Azeh V'Akeren Kayamis Olam Abor Kidmilus Chasodim Dechsi Behu Yim Tzachayim Tzdok B'Olam Abor U'Kovet B'Olam Azeh, that a person will benefit in the next world and in this world, just like by what's it called, Tzdok and Chesed is Dover She'ochel Peroseil B'Olam Azeh and Kayakeren Kayamis Labor, you'll benefit both in this world and next world from making shalom. Okay. Some say bakei shalom v'rafeyu is sometimes with some people bakei shalom, right? Look to make peace. And with other people, rodfehu, rodef is a person who pursues something to get rid of it. But some people it's not kedai to make peace. Some people it's kedai to be rodef the shalom and keep it away, because those aren't the kind of people you would want to have any connection to. Okay. But the Gemara over here doesn't learn like that. Bahforas Nadarim, Kareb Nosan. The Tanya Rebbe Nosan Omer, Hano der Kiilu Bona Boma, the Hamakaimo Kiilu Hikervale Korba. Nadarim are not a good thing to do. If you make a nether, it's like you built a Boma. And if you Makayim the nether, it's like you made a Korban on it. In other words, people shouldn't make themselves stand out and do more than what the Rabban Shalom told them to do. Because it's like building a Boma, what's it called? Your own personal mizbeach and being makar of a carbon on it in a time when it's usher to make bamos, in a time when what's it called, when you're not allowed to have a bama, it's a negative thing. So do what everybody does, don't make new things for yourself.
So it sounds like better
not to make it. The Gemara says tov asher lo, no, it's not better not to keep it.
If you build a bama, it's better not to be makar on it anyway.
No, so then that's what it says. Yeah, it's better to what's it called, not to keep it, better to be matter than ever. Rashi. Ki ilu bona bama, b'shas isur habamos. In a time when it's also to have bamos, building a bama is not a good thing. Dechotehu, dechsi dechisech da lindor. If you stop being, and it says, what's it called, when you stop making a dorim, you won't be chote. Master, it's not a good thing to make a nether altogether. Once you make the nether, you're building a bama, which you may end up making a carbon on. If you don't have the bama, you can't make any carbonos. So better not make the nether. Now, if you'll be makayim the nether, that's also no good. What should you do? Go and be matur the nether. Halo sechta liya b'chachei, ki ilu hikriv carbon, she'over alav shtei averus. If you makayim the nether, you did two averus. One, you made the nether, and the other one is that you're makayim it. Ela yelech etzul chacham v'atirenu kidei shol yerogil b'kach. Because once you did it, you say, hey, it's not bad, I can do it, so I'll do it again. So therefore, it's not a good thing to be makayim the nether. The best thing to do is to be matir the nether. That's what's not to be over on the nether. Okay. Rashi, okay. V'yisrachik mishlosh advarim, keep away from three things. Min hamiyunim, why dil megadlo u'mecharto ba, right? Miyun is not a good thing, because we're afraid that she'll become a gedola and she'll have charata from the miyun, and to a certain degree, then she's mavakul the miyun, the mafreya, and you're ended up married. It becomes a very sticky situation. mina pikdomos, or that you're hurting this woman. Really, she didn't want to be. You're encouraging to have miyun, and when she'll grow up, she'll say, you know, I should never have done that. And mimeila, what's it called? You made her do something that had she had the das, she wouldn't have done. Mina pikdomos, devar mosa de beise, ki beise domi, right? Rashi, the basic, he basically domi shirogel etzlo, the yitle shalo, the yavzer of yitbo enu. Right? It's talking about what's it called, a person who is, has a common, who is, shriach by somebody else's house, and he accepts pikdonos, and the guy's gonna come into the house, take back the pikodon, and then say, you didn't give it back to me, and take him to Beisdin. So better don't watch things for people that have access to your house, that are shchiach, what's the word I'm looking for, no? That are
frequent,
that's a good word. That frequent your house frequently. Okay. Minho e ravon, ba arve shel tzion. This is talking about arve shel tzion. Rashi has two pshatim. Shel tzion shem makom. Sheminichin halove v'tosin ha'orev. In Shel Tzion, they used to have like what's called an orev kablan. There's two kinds of arevim. One kind is where the guy says, if the lova doesn't have money to pay, come to me. And the other one is that even if the lova has money to pay, you have your choice. Right? You can come to the orev first, or you can go to the lova first. And then the orev can obviously, he can make the loan. He can go back and get his money from the lova, but he's going to have to go now and worry. The other guy gets his money right out, and I have to go check at the lova to take him to court to make sure that what's it called, I get my money back. So that kind of orig is not a good thing. That's one shot. Lishnach rina shel tzion korin shem ha'iroven al shem no trikon shlof dutz sholif atzum min halove v'tokeatz v'ma orig. It's not name of a place. But Shel Tzion is a no trikon. Shlof dutz mean you get potter from the love, and you can go after the orin. Same idea, just what the lashon is. The Omer of Yisro may deceive ra yarua ki orin zor ra achara tovel the makab legerin, right? Ra yarua ki orin zor. Ro acha ro tovel makabel gerim. That's the zor. Somebody who's makabel gerim, right? Not good things are going to come to him. We'll see some gerim that are not l'shem shemayim. And to arvei shel tzion, and to people who make themselves an orev, like shel tzion, an orev kablin, where what's it called? Where you can collect from them first, and then they open themselves up to a lot of tzoras. Ule tokea atzmo ledvar havocha. And for a person who tokea atzma with var halacha, Rashi ra dutz loshen tikua, to the omer dotsa sholfa, you stick yourself what's it called onto the arev and pat yourself in the lova. Ki arev zor hama arev zorim gerim be Yisrael. Somebody who brings zorim strangers into Klal Yisrael is gonna looking for trouble. Also a person who makes himself a guarantor. Ule tokea atzmo sefer dekro v'sone tokim boteach v'kulam v'farishla. Okay, tokea atzmo v'var alocha sh'omer hareini shone v'eini mekayim v'akabel schar limud. Tokea atzmo v'var alocha means, where Rashi runs here, person says, I'm going to learn, but I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to have the academic part of Torah, right? But I'm not interested in doing it. It's like in colleges, they have what do they call them? Jewish studies or whatever. Nothing to do with keeping mitzvahs. Religious. It's just what?
Religious studies.
That's nothing to do with keeping mitzvahs. It's just for the academics of it. So that's also a terrible thing. We'll see you in one second. Mekabel gerim. Why is it a terrible thing to be mekabel gerim? Reb Chelbo. The Omer Reb Chelbo kosher gerim Yisrael kisapachas. Gerim are kosher Yisrael kisapachas Boor, like tzoras. So there are different pshatim over here why what's it called mekabli gerim are not good. Tulsa says that it's talking about gerim that are not l'shem shamayim, right? Rashi tells us, "Haina hecha shemasiyin osam lishgayer." We encourage them to megayer when they don't want to, or mekabel them too fast before they're really making an effort to megayer. So that's why you have to discourage them, whatever. Make sure they're the same shemayim. They're too fast, and you push them. Right, they're like they want to become basketball players in Israel, and they want to become Jewish, so we push them to become Gerim. Those kind of Gerim are, or they're in the army, and we want to make Gerus, army Gerus, lightning fast for people that are not really interested in becoming Jewish, just interested in becoming Israelis. That's also not proper. But if they're in Hemet, Sadzim, Lishgayer, somebody really wants to be Megayer, L'shem Shamayim, right, Yeshlam V'Kablam, then you should accept them, because if you push them away too much, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
You push them away too much, right? You get punished for that, because Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were punished because they didn't accept Timna as a Gioris, and she meant it l'shem Shamayim. And what happened from that? Amalek came from that. So you don't push away Gerim too much. If you're not sure if they mean it, whatever, and you're encouraging them, or you accept them too fast, is one thing. But to push them away too much is awesome, right? Okay. Then Tosa says a different shot. And he says, "I Hillel encourages Ger." He knew he was a Shem Shamayim. Then they bring down other pshatim that this Kosher Gerim Israel is because Gerim are much more frum than regular Jews. So they make us look bad. That's another pshat. Another pshat is that Gerim are Megayer, and they don't know too many halachas, and they end up doing things wrong, and they're, because of that, they're bad for Klal Yisrael, because they end up not doing what they're supposed to be doing, not knowing that they're doing something wrong because they never learned properly. So those are a few of the different pshatim. The pshat that Gerim are more frum and make regular Jews look bad was said by Rav Avram Ger. So Tosis brings down. So okay, everybody has their pshat.
Is that Avram ben Avram?
Right. That was different. Avram ben Avram. That was from the Groz type. He was Arve Shel Tzion da Avde Shluftutz. Like Rashi said before, Shluftutz is you unsheathe this and stick it on the other guy. Tokei Atzmon Tvar Alocha, the Tanya of Yossi Omer, Kol HaOmer Ein Lo Torah, Ein Lo Torah. Person who says that doesn't have Torah, she doesn't have Torah. We'll see what it means. Rashi, Koshin Gerim, She'ein B'kiyim B'kdukei Mitzvah, so the Meidim Yisrael M'maseim. They don't know how to do mitzvahs properly, and other people learn from them. That's one of the pshatim we said. Kisla Pachas, Lishnu Dekro, Nokat, V'nilva Hagir Aleim, V'nisbechu Abeis Yaakov. They attach themselves. Sapachas is an attachment. Ain lo Torah, ain mekabel schar limud. So a person says, I'm not going to learn Torah, doesn't get rewarded for learning Torah. Pshita, right? So that it can't be. Elakomer, ain lo ela Torah. Person who says, I'm only going to learn, but I'm not going to do, so he only has a schar of learning, not doing. Where it says, honami pshita, right? Ela dafilu Torah ain lo. Even the limud at Torah doesn't count. If you learn and don't fulfill, then your learning is no learning. My taima, amra papa, amar kro, v'limaditem v'asisem. Kol she yeshno basia, yeshno b'lemida. Kol she eino basia, eino b'lemida. Right? If you don't do, then your learning is better. In fact, the Gemara says in another place, or it's a medrash, that kol ha lomeid ve'eino ose mutav lo she nefach shel yosop. A medrash should never have learned to begin with. If you don't know and you don't do is one thing. If you know and you don't do, it's even worse. The boy is Ema, La Olam Kede Amrisu Mekora, Kola Omer Ein Lo Ela Torah, Ein Lo Ela Torah, Lo Tzricha De Konigmer Lachrine, talking where he learns, but he teaches other people too. Va Azli Va Abdu, and they go and do. So I might think that he'll get the schar of their doing. He doesn't do himself, he's an Abarian, right? He's not Shomer Shabbos, but he teaches other people and they become Shomer Shabbos. So I might think he gets the schar of the other people to become Shomer Shabbos, even though he's not. Mao the same, Isli Agra Lidide. Kamash Malon, that's not the case. Okay, let's see, Rashi. Ein lo Torah, ein mekabel shchar limud. Ela Torah, ve ein o mekai. Afilu Torah, afilu shchar limud, ein lo if you don't do the mitzvahs. Vi boi seima kid mikora, ein lo ela Torah, kid the karmas hai nomi pshita, lo tzricha, isli agra dasiya. I might think that if he doesn't do mitzvahs, but he makes other people keep mitzvahs, he'll get the shchar as if he did it through them. The mashmalon, that you don't do that. Vi boi seima, another pshat, tokeya atzma udvar halacha, bedayne do osi dino lekanei, the gomar halacha umedami milsa le milsa, right? The isle rabba velo azul masho, right? A dying case comes before him, and he learns it, and he compares it to some other case. But he could have asked. He has Rebbe still alive. He could have got him and asked better instead of doing it in such a way that he wasn't sure, right? The Omer of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer of Yonasan, la olam yira dying atzma kilu cherem munachas lo ben yerechosa. Person should, a dayan, when he has to decide a case, should consider as if there's a sword between his legs. In other words, he should take it seriously. And if he could ask somebody, ask, why rely on your hasharos, right, your medama lemilsa lemilsa, when you could ask your Rebbe and see what he says? The Gehenim Psucha Lomi Tachtov, Shenemar, Hinei Mitasosh Lishlomo, Shishim Giborim Savivlo, Mi Gibore Israel, Mi Pachat Balelos, Mi Pachat Shal Gehenim Shedom Lalaila. Shishim Giborim is the Dayanim. See one second, Rashi says why. Gumar Halacha, Yodea Halacha, Shein Doma Ledin Habolifanov, Kolkach. He knows a Halacha that's similar to the case in front of him, and he compares it on his own. And he doesn't go ask somebody who knows better. Umedami milsa lemilsa velo mashu l'rabbi. V'haynu tokeya shesomech v'nishan ha'alocha shu yodeya. He he hangs himself or relies on a halacha that he knows, which isn't exactly the same thing, but he says it's pretty similar and the same halacha would apply. Giborim dayonim shalishlomo shasholom shalom, which is the Rabbanu Shalom. So that is what's it called? Why it's Shishim Giborim? What's it called? That's like the Sanhedrin, right? Should have said Ayin, right? Tosa says. It says it's not talking about the Dayan Shal Shishim Ribui of Klal Yisrael. Shishim Giborim Savivla is the Klal Yisrael come to get Halacha. That's what Tosa says. Rashi says it's talking about the Dayanim. For some reason, it compares the Sanhedrin to 60. Giborim instead of the 70 or 71 that it's supposed to be. Okay. Mitaso, what's the mitaso? Beis Mikdash. Shisham Lishkasavyar, that's where the Sanhedrin sits in the Beis Mikdash. Hinei mitaso shalishlomo. The mita is the Beis Mikdash, which is of the Melasha Shalom Shalom. Shishim Giborim is a Dayanim. Right, mipachad balelos. So to be a dayan, you have to have the fear of Gehenna in you to make sure that you do what's right.